Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. Why would you even welcome to the podcast? Welcome to the Thought Shower.
Yeah. Hey,
we're just happy to have you.
That's rain.
You gave me a bit of a heart attack this morning because I woke up at the lovely Salamander Resort, mm-hmm. and I saw I had a missed call from you at 2 o'clock in the a.m., yeah. and my first thought was, what did I post on accident? Like, my first thought was, like, I must have posted something on accident, so I checked everything, and then I was like, must have been an accident, so I went back to bed, because that was, like, Chewy was waking me, like, at 4 o'clock.
I didn't call you. I think maybe you called me, and, like, no. It didn't come through to my phone, because I was sleeping at 2 a.m., okay? That doesn't mean anything to me.
It says Shelby Sauce, 2:03 a.m.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Very exciting. Ask me how my weekend was.
How's your weekend?
Red. No, so Taylor dropped Red. And can I just say, I had some thoughts.
Okay, let's hear them. Well, I would love to hear them from a man.
This This album re-release was the first, it gave me a chance to re-listen to an album from front to back again. And I feel that's a lost art form with like listening to music is nobody does that. Yeah. So it was like, that was like a refreshing thing to like hear like the theme of something versus like shuffling and not really getting the full picture. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I appreciated the work more. And cause like, when's the last time you listened to an album, like listen back to an album front to finish?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm like trying to think of like the last like album that dropped that I was really excited for. And it was honestly like probably like Mayday Parade or something.
But I'm even saying like an album that's been out though. Like you went like, why not? I really want to go back to listen to this.
Oh,
this
I
second
did that
album.
A few months ago with honestly Mayday Parade, like their album from when I was in high school.
It's just cool. I don't know. I thought that was a very interesting to hear. And then also, I mean, she's really good at painting pictures with her songs.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of it? I'd love to hear a woman explain it to me.
I know. I'd love to explain it to you. Well, yes, it was very red. No, I just think that like
such a different take.
F you. I don't know. I think that like it was interesting seeing people like on Instagram because I sometimes forget how old I am that were like I don't even want to make this whole podcast like taking apart Taylor Swift's like, you know,
it's
Taylor's
not.
Version of Red. But like it was just really interesting to see people who are like 24. Who were like, you know, 14, I guess, when it came out. And they're like, yeah, I didn't really listen to this when I was in high school. And now they're like all about it. I don't know. I thought it was interesting because like when I was 21, I had a guy, I forget my birthday, that I was dating. So I just thought that little snippet was fun.
I feel bad for Jake Gyllenhaal. Do you know what I mean?
I do though. Where's the scarf?
Because he seems like a nice dude. And like,
Does he though? Yeah, and I've like, always thought he was a snake. But
this is also 10 years ago. So maybe he's found himself, gone to therapy, moved on in his life. And then maybe he hears where I'm like, oh, she's recording the album. He goes, all right, yeah, that's fine, whatever. But then she drops a 10-minute video. And it's like, all right, well, I'm just going to, you know.
Where's the scarf, you know?
Yeah. I will say.
Maggie, where's the scarf?
I was the only last thing I'll say about it is I think having not listened, because I was thinking even when I was listening to Taylor's album, like I barely listened to Kanye's album more than one time through because nobody does it anymore, which like sucks for like the art. Because I was thinking like not the same level, obviously, but if you took like jokes from each tour and just put them on shuffle, like you lose like the whole, like you lose what it was meant to be a part of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting, but
I thought it was really good. I really liked it. Obviously, like I liked the re-release like the last album, but this one's just so much like it's just better.
It was cool hearing better, man.
It's like when I lived in Bethesda, and whenever my neighbors were fighting, I knew because the girl was always listening to Taylor Swift. And I would tweet about it. If she was ever blasting the Red album, I was like, it's gonna be a night for these two.
My favorite album is 1989. Just gonna throw it out there. But anyway, I'm very excited. My heart is full today. Do you know why?
Why?
Hockey's back.
Yay.
Very excited. Coaching's back. As far as we know, regular season. First tryout is today. Mm. I have been waiting for this forever. I spent the weekend at Salamander like writing hockey plays. Because I was just so giddy just to get back on the ice. And
I was going to say, that does not sound relaxing.
It's just so fun. I was just texting with Brian, our head coach, about because we have a game on Friday already. And understanding that our sophomores have not played high school hockey.
So wait, you guys already have a game and like you haven't even started practice?
Correct. because since prep is a smaller school, most of the kids, like, they have to play two sports so they can field teams. So we can't start winter season until fall season's over.
Okay, not to sound like a Karen. Is that safe for the kids, though? Like, that doesn't seem... Okay.
What do you mean, playing the game? What do you mean?
Like, playing a game already when they're, like, just getting out there?
It's not ideal, but we'll have Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I mean, essentially, it's an exhibition game, so it's essentially just, like, a scrimmage.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But, like, to the...
Sorry, Karen's listening. I didn't mean to call.
No, but it means a lot to the like kids, that. Though, still, because it's against a... It's a rival, but I'm just excited they get a chance to play, so...
They're probably so excited to get back out there after last year.
Oh, my God, yeah. And even, like, this week will be interesting to see, like, schedule-wise. I'm sure I'm going to be cranky. Because I've forgotten what the hockey schedule is like and the hockey grind, but it's
well,
be fun.
Congratulations. That'll be fun. What's this, like, your fifth year? Fourth year?
Technically fourth year. Well, I mean, we've been there 5 years, but I don't know if you really count last year.
No, this is your fifth year because you started coaching before I started radio.
Yeah, but I'm saying this like year five, but season four, because we didn't get to have a season last year.
Wait, so then when I started radio, that was your first year coaching?
Correct. Yeah, the first year of the tour was also the first year I started coaching.
Oh, look at us, just growing together. You as a coach, me as a, you know.
I'm more of a mentor, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'm kidding. I know the kids like you. They actually do like you.
Thank you. I like to think I mentor people out of radio, too. Yeah, every now and then it's nice to hear that from folks. But just not people I consider good friends.
Do you think your hockey kids listen to the podcast? I don't think they do, but.
I don't know. I know they listen to the show. And I think that. The first year, they were a little more testy. Like, the first year we coach, a little more like, let's see how far I can push it. And now I think they know they can't push it far. So they, like, the first year, like, the kids would try to say things to be funny, like take a little, like, shots, and then they learned that quickly they couldn't do that. And even, like, the first practice, so one of my favorite players who now plays lacrosse for Navy, for sure will be a state senator. And like, if he wanted to be Supreme Court, he could be Supreme Court.
That's awesome.
But he's like, yo, coach, remember our first practice? We were all kind of like, who's this idiot on the radio? And then one of us was laughing. He said, I wouldn't be laughing if you guys lost most of your games last year by 10 goals. It doesn't sound like me, does it?
No.
So
funny.
Yeah.
You're kind of a dick. I'm just kidding. That's funny.
Every now and then I do that. But my weekend was lovely. Went to Salamander with Chewy and Skittles, and it was great. It was just nice to get away, and like, this is my last weekend like off until season's over. Skittles saw a deer for the first time.
Love that for him.
Very excited. He was in heaven. And the funny thing was is like I think people there knew who he was, obviously. Because like, we checked in, people were like, Hi Skittles. And he just like friends everywhere. Friends.
Oh, that is so sweet.
But it's funny, he is the dog in Up, where he's just so ADD.
He is, though.
Where like if I try to like, discipline's a strong word, but if I'm like, hey, calm.
Yeah.
He'll sit down. You can tell the second he sits down, he forgot why he's in trouble. He's just
but
like
also off. Like you can tell when he sits down that it's like really hard for him to stay there, but he's gonna like he's such a good dog. Like he's gonna sit there and listen to you. But you can tell like he's like, okay, I'm counting down until they will let me it's go so away true. Again and go back to like that dragonfly I was chasing. Where do you think it went?
He's like, I'm gonna try really hard.
Look,
but
I'm doing it. Maybe they'll give me a treat, but then I'm gonna go find the bone that I was just playing with, and I can't wait to like not have to sit here anymore, but I'm gonna make my dad happy. Like it's
adorable. And I just wanna say I love you.
No, he's a great dog. He's so smart.
It's gonna be our first Thanksgiving together. That's gonna be exciting. So,
oh my god,
it was just nice to get away. I was sitting. They had a bonfire. They have like bonfires, and I was sitting down. There was some political conference, so it was really interesting just like listening in because you take for granted that like the nation runs out of here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, and I don't know. I think we know very little about how politics works, like the actual inner workings. Because hearing these people talk about being like schedulers and working on the Hill and like this and this, I'm like, oh, like it sounds so stupid to say, but like, oh, there's a lot that goes into politics. Dumb to say like out loud, but just like to hear like the, and then this.
But we definitely don't realize. Like when I lived there, I definitely like never thought about it until I moved here. And people were like, oh, like you live where DC is. I'm like, yeah.
But even just thinking like the sheer magnitude of people who work on the Hill, like. That was more of like an oh, because the whole place was booked out for like a conference I think what it was is my understanding was it was moderates on both sides who are brought together to hopefully find common ground, which seemed like a nice thing. So
that sounds nice.
Yeah, it was a cool, but it was just nice to get away and like recharge and refresh and had wine and, you know, I kind of say that I decide whenever if I ever become rich, definitely want to get one of them tubs that has the legs on it. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like a solo tub and then have a TV in the bathroom. Like that to me is just the pure bliss. But I want the
you
TV.
You would love that. Yeah.
But I want the TV to be connected to Xbox as well, though. So I can continue my games from downstairs.
That sounds really dangerous, but okay.
I don't think so because it's battery. It's not like the hairdryer thing.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea, but whatever. What do I know?
You don't know my life.
I don't. That's correct.
How was your weekend? You sound alive.
I am alive. What do you? Is that like an insult?
No, you sound tired.
Oh, I mean, I am. And I'm testy. Always tired. It was good. Friday I did nothing, and Saturday I went out, I had a little girls' night, and then we decided to plan. We're going to Six Flags, I think, next weekend. My friends and I, because why not? I don't know. I don't know why we decided to go to Six Flags. Oh, because my friend Shannon and Ethan, they just went to Disney World and they didn't go to Universal. And I was like, but Universal has all the roller coasters. And then so we started talking about that. I don't know. It was my first weekend here. Like, I mean, I was here 2 weeks ago but I did a festival. It was like a 3-day festival. So the entire weekend that I was here 2 weeks ago, I was at the festival every single day. So I really didn't do anything. I still didn't see anyone. I saw my friend Bailey and Maggie that time, but like I see them even during the week when I'm here. So then this time I went out with Maggie, Maddie, Shannon, and there was me, Shelby. So I was like, that is adorable. Like our names sound really cute together.
Did you like try to find people you tell your names to? Like, hey, waitress, guess what our names are?
No, I didn't. But Shannon did. Shannon did. She told us to... these like old guys, they kept trying to make us go to this bar. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm just like, I've realized like, especially like now that I have more friends that are girls and I don't go out with like, cause like up there, like I mostly went out with guys and like, of course, Kate, like you guys.
Who's basically
stuff.
A dude.
Yeah. He's basically a dude. Kate's me as just with a different name. but like, I realized like I'm the mean friend and I don't think I realized that until recently. Mm. Like this guy touched my back yesterday and I turned around so fast and I was like, don't effing touch me. Because don't. Because, like, he was, like, his friends were hitting on my friends, and we didn't want them talking to us. So then this guy comes out of nowhere and touches me. Don't put your hands on people you don't know.
I don't think that's being the mean friend. I think that's just, you just have no filter.
Yeah, don't touch me.
But also, I think that's different, though. That's like a, you should definitely say something if somebody
does
that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't leave us alone. And then they're like one of the guys was, like, because you know I don't take shots. So the guy got me a water shot trying to like insult me and he thought I was going to take it. And I looked at it and I just like pushed it back and he was like, seriously? And I was like, I don't take drinks from strangers. I was like, I don't trust any of you.
Do you want what's funny is like, obviously that dude is trying to do like the neg. Yeah. And like that doesn't there. If you want to guarantee that Shelby Sauce never talks to you.
Yeah.
That is 110% what you do.
Yes. And like, that's guaranteed. What he was doing. And I was like, I don't take drinks from strangers. I was like, I don't trust any of you. And she started laughing. She's like, Shelby. I was like, I don't. I was like, your one friend comes over here and like puts on arms with somebody he doesn't know. I was like, and then you think that's funny. I was like, why would I trust any of you?
So yeah. Shelby's new here.
And then one of them said Southern hospitality. I was like, I'm from Baltimore. I don't have that.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Other than that, how was it?
No, it was a great weekend. It was fun to just like recharge. The only thing that I need to stop doing is telling my family like, hey, this is my first, because this was literally the first weekend since May. I had zero obligations. Okay. I had no plans. I had no work event. I had no event that I had to be at. I had zero obligations. Okay. And this is the first time, like I said, since May or maybe June. And I told it to my family and I woke up Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to my dad calling me. Had 3 missed calls from my grandmother on Friday. So I had to call her and she loved my grandmother. I'm pretty passive aggressive. Definitely get it from her. Love her so much. But it's like, it was just like so much this weekend of things that could have waited until Monday. And I kept like saying that on the phone, like this can wait until Monday. And my dad called me again on Saturday. Just like, it was just like, just leave me alone. I was like, Dad, I don't want to do any critical thinking. He's like, sorry that me calling you makes you think. Well, yeah. Yeah. Like, I just want to be left alone. Like, just leave me alone, Dad. I love you so much.
That's where you get it from, huh?
Yeah. And then he was like, my birthday's in a month. Be nice to me. And I was like, just leave me alone. My half birthday's in a week, Dad. Be nice to me. Oh, and then I plan a trip to Miami. I might be going to Miami this weekend. I don't know.
This coming weekend?
Yeah, for my friend Maggie's birthday. Because her birthday is the day before my half birthday. So we're going to celebrate together. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I might go. I don't know.
Why
don't
go? Know. Why not?
Because she's staying with a friend that I don't know. And you know how I am about people I don't know.
Then get a hotel.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, like, that's like, women are funny. And I mean this, and I hope this isn't a generalization, but I was watching a friend's Instagram story, and she was in a wedding, and like the night before, the mall, everybody sleeps in the same room. I'm like, that sounds miserable.
It is miserable.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, and hopefully this isn't like offensive, but like, dudes would never do that. Like, dudes would never think it's fun for all the dudes to share a room. We just get our own rooms. I don't know why women don't do that more.
Because they want to, like, all, like, hang out together and, like, yeah, feel
but,
like...
But don't you want your own space and, like, have, like... Like, always, like, we always have, like, a big room that, like, everybody hangs out in, but still, like 10 people, one bathroom sounds like the Oregon Trail.
I don't know. Okay, so, like, but for me, like, because I planned birthday getaways with, like, 13 girls before. Like, for my own birthday. Like, my 21st birthday, 12 of us stayed in a three-bedroom place. And it's, like, at the time... I think that you just like, you want to like experience like everything that weekend with your friends because your friends are like maybe what got you to that point in your life or something. Like sure. They've just always been there for you. So like, you don't want to miss out on anything with them. So you just want them around you. And like, I remember before my old friend's wedding, not actually friends with her anymore, but that's fine. We got a hotel room and this girl had like 10 people in her bridal party, 10. Okay. And 8 of us shared a hotel room. That means 4 people in a bed. I'm not even joking. And I was like, and like, I remember like thinking like the day after, like we're driving back from the wedding, I was like talking to my ex-boyfriend. I was like, I don't know how she felt rested for her actual
wedding.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, especially like, if like a big event, like I would never, like if it's a big event, I'd rather pay and like have to cut back during the week. But no, I had my own space and like nobody could touch my stuff. And like,
but it was like literally like, there was going to be 4 of us per bed. Two people slept on the floor. I shared a bed with her and this other girl. And like, there are 3 people per bed. And then there are 2 people on the floor. So there must've been 8 of us in the room. I don't know where the other 2 went. Oh wait, no, there were 8 of us in the room. I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. I remember like thinking like that, but I think it's just because like, we all want to experience things together and we don't want to be like, feel like someone got left out there if they're in a different hotel room.
Like a big old sleepover.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. And I think that especially like the night before weddings, like, I don't know. It's kind of like, hey, like, I'm still in the group of friends and we can still do this like when I'm married, but it's going to be a little bit different.
You're getting married?
No, I'm talking like from their perspective. Oh.
That's my favorite when people ask you, when you ask me anything and people ask about marriage, you go, I'm not.
And but it's just- like all the time. I'm like, why? Like, I'm not even dating anybody. Or like when somebody once like asked like, or like I said, tell me something a few weeks ago and someone was like, by the time you start dating, the person's going to have been married and divorced already. And I was like, okay. I don't care. Also, my ex-boyfriend was married and divorced. Well, actually, no, he was separated, actually. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's time.
Can we be honest with y'all real quick?
I'm going to be honest with y'all. He was actually separated. He wasn't divorced yet.
And then you're doing dinner tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to dinner. I almost said Hollywood. So Hollywood, that's not where I live. So Georgia has 6 top towns for Christmas, like in the country. Like out of 152 towns, 6 of the, like the number one towns to for like Christmas in general that you should visit are here in Georgia. And number 1 and number 2 are actually like in the Atlanta metro area.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go. It's one is called Helen and it's
Who's we shall be paint the picture.
So it's just like me, Shannon and Maggie. And I think we're going to drive. It's like an hour away though to Helen and go to dinner just to see
that's
if
cool,
they
though.
Decorate for Christmas, which I think they did cuz I looked at their they have an Instagram.
That's cool. So.
Yeah, but there's like in the top 10, there's actually 3 Georgia towns. So I think we're going to try to like see them in the next like few weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So why not start now? Because Georgia's already like Atlanta's like pretty decked out already for Christmas. It's actually really pretty.
Nothing here is.
Really?
I don't think so. Tonight for me, guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
It's going to be like the first day. It's just going to be like the first day of school. I'm just going to lay out my outfit. I bought like all the backup helmet stuff in case somebody's helmet doesn't work. I'm just very excited for that. So when
are you going to wear like your stuff to work tomorrow?
I could.
Yeah, you like really like get like in the zone.
And have to say coach across my, I'm going to say coach in big letters and Georgetown Prep really small because it's more about me than the kids.
I mean, obviously, yes.
Anyway, we'll bring back the solicited on Wednesday.
Yes.
So you can DM at Shelby Sauce. You can
Shelby SOS.
Follow me at Intern John Radio. And we'll see you Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
These oddball thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And sauce.